really think you could hide it from me by encasing it in lead? I'll mold this box into your prison bars.
Don't touch it.
That's kryptonite, Superman. Little souvenir for the old hometown.
You were great in your day, Superman. But it just stands to reason. When it came time to cash in your chips, diseased maniac would be your banker.
I have to leave you now. No hard feelings. We all have our little faults. Mine's in California.
I'm tired of getting a president and a lollipop.
Join us. You have been known to disagree with the council before. Yours could become an important voice in the new order, second only to my own. I offer you a chance for greatness, Jor-El. Take it. Join us. You will bow down before me, Jor-El. I swear it. No matter that it takes an eternity, you will bow down.
I died while giving you a chance for life. And now, even though it will exhaust the final energy left within me...
Father, no!
Look at me, Kal-El. The Kryptonian prophecy will be at last fulfilled. The sun becomes the father.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio right here at FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station in the world. And now it is time for the man of steel himself, Mr. Mike Harris, with the short end of the stick. So are you ready, Mike? Because here it comes. It's all yours. Take it away.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. This is Mike Harris broadcasting on VeteransToday.com as well as www.freedomslips.com, Studio B, Revolution Radio. Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015, and our guest will be joining us in about 15 minutes or so. It's Dr. Preston James. I tried to have him on the other day with Alex Powers, but Alex was on such a roll that Preston sort of sat back and was quiet and didn't say much about many things. And Preston is always a wealth of information. And besides, I wanted to invite Preston on because he wrote one of the most outstanding articles about disclosure I have ever read. It is very, very good work. It is solid. It is logical. He connects all the dots. This is really what the article, in my opinion, is a call to action. And it's a call to action for the people who are working inside the secret shadow government and the secret space program to come out, because you know what? It's not a secret anymore. We got it. You know, come out, tell us what's going on. We need whistleblowers, folks. We need folks to come out and say, hey, this is what it is. This is how it is. This is what I've been doing for the past, you know, 25, 30, 40 years. And you as the American people who have funded this whole thing. Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. This is a very fired up Mike Harris today. So anyway, we're broadcasting on VeteransToday.com. We're also broadcasting on www.freedomslips.com, Studio B, Revolution Radio. And today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015. My guest for this hour is Dr. Preston James, one of our esteemed writers and editor of Veterans Today. But first, I've got a couple of things here. Number one, the emails are poor. Pouring in. My favorite one was from a longtime listener who said, Mike, don't worry, God didn't make any prohibition or commandments against using bad words. So thank you for forgiving me for my slip of the tongue there when I said that bad word. And then the other ones I'm getting is about the pharmacy. People are wanting to know what the pharmacy's name is. They asked me to spell it. It's Got Milk Pharmacy. .com, GOTMILK pharmacy.com. Got Milk, just like it sounds. And so go check them out. They're reliable. They're good. I hope that helps. With that all being said, Dr. Preston James, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, I was all wound up here. I actually had a slip, and I used the F word on the air because I was kind of wound up about something. So I had to apologize. And because, you know, you've known me a long time, and you know I don't swear on the air. But I got a little fired up, a little carried away.
That's great. You don't really swear that much anyway.
No, I don't. I really don't. So I was animated. So anyway, President, I was just telling the folks earlier, whenever I first started the show, that the reason I wanted you on was to discuss in detail this article you put up yesterday on Veterans Today. And, you know, with that being said, why don't you tell us the name of it so that they can go look it up and read it themselves?
It's called American Fantasyland down here on the farm. And Veterans Today, they can find they just find
and what's the topic? What issues does this address?
Well, it just addresses why are things such a screwed up mess here? Why do we seem to be plagued with politicians that absolutely violate every oath of office they ever took and violate the Constitution? And talk about it like it's a rag, or refer to it as George Bush said, just a GD piece of paper. Why do they act like this? There's got to be something where they have some disease or a parasite or whatever. So the article is an attempt to explain all this, how our country has been hijacked. It's been infiltrated and hijacked, but the people it's been infiltrated and hijacked by answer to a third force, an outside force that is an evil alien force, and what is really controlling things is not what most people have any idea about. It's quite sinister.
Well, that's the point. And, you know, you and I have been discussing this for a long time, and that, you know, the one thing I've noticed, and I don't know what the influence is, but you've really drawn some very clear imagery here for me, and that is that, but something has been influencing human history, human events for a very long time. And it's been directing how this goes. And it's time that people are aware of it. And one of my takeaways from the article itself was that this was sort of a shout-out to all the people who were involved in the secret space program, in the secret shadow government, and saying, look, the jig is up. I mean, you're exposed. We know what you're doing, and we know who you're doing it for. So you might as well come out of the shadows and tell us what you've been doing for the last 20 years, 30 years, whatever.
Yep.
And come clean with this and start sharing these technologies, not hiding them, not hoarding them, and not trying to, you know, to crush the human population on this planet.
Well, that's right. And of course, it all started out so innocent, you know, after the Roswell crash. I guess there was a couple other ones down there too. And of course, they made friends with one of the survivors of these ETs, and they were pretty much seduced by this. And these people acted very kind and benign, and I shouldn't call them people because they're not human, but these things. And, you know, they offered, we'll give you technology, but we're a dying race. We need your genetics. We need to rejuvenate our genetics because they're dying. We're an ancient race, and we need help. And so we'll make a business arrangement with you. It'll work out very good. We'll give you all the technology you want. And so that started. But what happened was, along the way, there was a couple craft that crashed, and they found on them human bodies that were chopped up like butchered, like a meat market, and apparently being cooked and eaten. So they weren't being honest, and they found out that, you know, part of the deal was they could abduct people as long as they put them back and wiped their minds clean, did no damage. But they found out people were remembering things weren't quite so good, and basically these entities were big liars. Everything was a lie. But the people at that time, the scientists that were involved in these government contractors, they were so seduced by all of it, they were really taken over. The mind control technology used by these entities was so superior that, and we don't know exactly whether it's a parasite or whatever, whether it's just a spiritual thing or a demon, don't know what it is, could be all of the above, but there's been, you know, shows on X-Files about this sentient oil, and there are reliable people that claim that there is some kind of a parasite that when it gets on a person or they drink it or gets on their skin, it goes inside and then, you know, infiltrates their nervous system. So there are some very weird things associated with it, and I'm sure you've heard of a lot of them, like yourself. But you get into the esoteric issues pretty fast. We do know one thing for sure, that the particular cultural groups that they've hijacked and infected with their behavior patterns and their culture are acting in inhuman ways, and I view it as losing their souls, because it's like these people, they walk around in a different world. They don't act like humans anymore. They don't think like humans anymore. This one video that's in the article showing this guy having a meltdown, I think what happened is he flipped out, went into unconscious mode, and this is really an expression of this alien mind control technology. I think this is the ideology that drives the people that have conquered the United States through self, by taking over our banking system, by printing money with no limit, buying up all our congressmen. Every single congressman is owned except for one. There's only one that isn't owned by these Khazarians. It's a pretty serious situation.
So why don't you kind of give the listeners an outline as to what your read on the situation. What is the current reality that we as Americans, and really as human beings on this planet, what is the current reality that we're facing let's call them what they are, invaders?
Okay. It would be nice if they were our friends and this and that, the way they presented themselves first, but they apparently, the ones in control are dragon-type beings. Some people call them the Dracos, but they're a reptilian-type being. They're large, between 8 and 12 feet tall. The little grays work for them. Some people say that they're created androids by them. But these things, whatever they are, live a long time, a minimum of probably 1,200 years. Some people say even 2,000 or 3,000 years. We don't know for sure. But they hate human beings, just absolutely hate them. And they want to destroy them, and they have manipulated, mind controlled the leaders of this planet Earth down here to actually believe their philosophy, which is to eliminate all humans, but starting out with 90%, and then all done by supposedly worshiping Mother Earth, protecting Mother Earth. But yet, these entities have done more to damage the Earth than anybody else. They're doing they're behind the chemtrail spraying. They're behind the terraforming of the Earth, creating massive pollution. You can read the story of this, what they plan to do in Iron Mountain, the book Iron Mountain, which was released, and it's really an expression of their philosophy to take over the world. So here, the very people that claim that we need to protect Mother Earth and worship Mother Earth, and we need to stop all these emissions from coal plants and stuff, are the very ones that did it in the first place. So it's all double talk. These entities are the world's biggest liars. They speak with a forked tongue. They never tell the truth, ever. And when they run the media, they run all the publishing, everything except for the alternative press on the internet. So naturally, the American people have been programmed with this crap for over 100 years, especially the last 50 since we had television. And what they want to do is basically occupy the whole world. What they do is they look for nexus of power groups. They go in and they capture the underworld in every nation, the crime syndicates, take them over and consolidate them. They go in and get the major industries, consolidate them and get control. They consolidate everything into hierarchies. And then where this doesn't work, they get the nations fighting. And they use divide and conquer. So they basically want to create a massive chaos over the whole world, create as much human death as possible, and then eventually they want to kill off the whole human race. Even the people that are doing their dirty work have no idea that as soon as they're no longer useful, they'll all be taken out, every single one of them. And the secret bases underground, there's two levels of secret bases. You have 140 bases by the American military with Europeans involved, high-speed vacuum tunnels, maglev rails going between all of them. But below that, a level below that, there are a whole series of alien deep underground bases. When they if they're able to, they're going to try to start World War III, and then they've told all these leaders, you're going to go down below and you'll be safe. When it's over, we'll come up and build this new world. But what the leaders aren't being told is when they go down, they're not going to be coming up. Some of them
if what you say is right, would these guys go down, when the humans go down the underground base after betraying their own race, they're going to be kept down there as the food.
That's it. They are going to be eaten. And I would never go. I would never visit a national park and stay in the national park, because I know for a fact some of the national parks are run by some of these aliens, and when people go in there, they abduct them. I'm not kidding you. I
can't confirm it, but my producer Brett, he and I, he came up to visit me in Oregon here a few months back. We went up to Crater Lake up there, which is a national park, and you know, he looked at me, he goes, the aliens are here. I can feel them. He told me this. And it's a national park, just like you said.
Yeah, well, they store weapons there too, but they like to work through the underworld. They like to work through the criminals, but the funny thing about it is that they're all kinked out sexually. The apparently these Dracos there are no female Dracos. There's only male Dracos, or they're, I don't know if they're hermaphrodites or what, but they're every place they consort with humans. They came down apparently, as the legends go. And some of the intel files claim this too, that they came down bred with earth women, produced offspring that had two rows of teeth and were like 8 to 12 feet tall. The skeletons are in the Smithsonian in a certain room. I talked to somebody that saw them, so I know they're there. This is weird stuff, but they have strange powers. Apparently these things can go interdimensional. They can come in and out. They can apparently possess people and assume they can take over humans. This is very strange stuff, but they have a very evil agenda. Now, the question is, with all the powers they've had, because we've gotten all of our new technology, we got transistors from them, we got LEDs, we got fiber optics, we got CPUs, we got all these high-power things, with all these microwaves, scalar waves, Josephson junctions, all this stuff came from the anti-gravity generators, zero point energy, all this stuff came from them. So you think with all this power, their stated goal is they want to walk around in our place and be our kings. Now, they've done this in the past. They did this apparently in other civilizations, but they were completely wiped out. Some force, some judgment. Some people claim it was God Almighty came down, completely eradicated them. So the reason that they do not just walk around now like they want to is, if they do that, they will immediately be wiped out by a direct judgment, because they violated cosmic rules. There are rules of play that they must obey. So the only way they can do it now without being immediately wiped out is to get consent of, you work through humans and buy them off, get them part of the system so that people freely consent to them coming in. And so there's a massive campaign on television to try to make these alien things look good and happy and friendly, and people go around saying they're our friends and all this stuff. No, they're not our friends. And Ronald Reagan knew that we were being invaded. And I can't talk about how I know, but I know. And the bottom line is, it's a very, very sinister plot. But they use certain groups, and their main modus of operandi has been to work through the money and the banking. And it goes back to Babylon, the Tower of Babel, Babylonian Talmudic banking practices, which is you put a spell on everybody, create money from nothing, you charge them interest to use their own money, and you keep, it's the miracle of interest. You keep magnifying the value of the money through this accruing interest. And you transform everybody into a debt slave, and you can secretly asset strip them, take everything they have until they have nothing left, no land, nothing. We're getting close to that point right now, Mike, as you know.
Jim, absolutely we are. And you know, I look at the national debt that this country has, and it can't be repaid. That's all I can say is it cannot be repaid, and it's been all fraudulently based, and it's time to renounce it, and it's time to say, look, we're not going to deal with this. And they only have power as long as we allow them to continue to do the things they've been doing. So it's up to us to stop them, and it's up to us to intervene and take control of our own destiny. But they've really stacked the deck against us. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Well, that's right. And I wrote an article on how – and, you know – 3 years ago, I've known about this for many years, but and I've known like details from people involved in it. And up until like 2 years ago, I would have never written about this to the degree. But they run a Murder Incorporated. You know, the original Murder Incorporated was run out east. It was a combination operation from the Kosher Nostra and the Cosa Nostra. And you know, it was pretty bad. They murdered a lot of people.
Wasn't that Meyer Lansky? Isn't that how he came to power? By Murder Incorporated, and that's what they do. Anybody gets in their way, any shape or form, they take them out.
Well, guess what? They're doing it now only at a higher level, but it seems to be the aliens are behind all this. Is their philosophy? So actually, the philosophy of the Cosa Nostra, the philosophy of the Kosher Nostra, the Red Mafia, it all goes back. And unfortunately, the Vatican's been involved in this too. Malachi Martin quit the Jesuits, and he said that the Vatican had been overrun by these Luciferian entities. So basically, this is the source of all this stuff. All the evil in the world seems to go back to these entities, and they can be defeated. And the way they can be defeated is if we withdraw consent. But you see, they have this Murder Incorporated so that anybody that talks about the alien situation, they do not want people to know that there's an alien connection here. Once people know the truth about who they are, what they're doing, and we withdraw consent, they go away. It's like throwing water on the Wicked Witch of the East. I don't know, you've probably heard these stories. I know of over 200 cases where Christians or deists, not necessarily just Christians, but have invoked the name of God or Jesus Christ, to be gone by the power of the blood of Christ or by the power of God. And they left, like they have no power over it. So they can only, and some people say, well, that doesn't prove anything. It just proves you withdrew consent. I don't care what it is. I'm just saying, if we don't consent, if at every level we fight them back with their own power, their power they use is called psi power. It's PSI. It's a very deeply regarded secret in the government. To talk about this 4 or 5 years ago, you would have been murdered within 24 hours. That whole system, the Murder Incorporated, is breaking down. And by the way, it's being used on them too. There's a lot of people that have been disappearing lately that probably deserve to be disappearing. So the system is breaking down. If we all decide what is going on, we're not going to do it anymore, and we withdraw consent, at many levels, their power is going to evaporate. And we better hurry up and do it.
Well, how does one withdraw? Because we're born to the system. You were, I was. We didn't have any choice. We had this system that exists. We had to adapt to it. It didn't adapt to us. So how do we withdraw our consent from a situation like this?
Right. Well, the first thing is we have to look to our older leaders, people like you and me, and have paid the price. Now, I know for a fact what you did that cost you everything, because you said no. I said no, and it cost me everything. You lost many millions of dollars. I did too. I had a very lucrative business the people that have paid the price and are not easily touched are the ones that are really going after them now. And it really ticks them off too. And so what we have done, and we've hit the internet with the truth. We keep pounding them. It's spreading. The truth spreads. People love it. It resonates with them. They know that unless they stop the internet within 1 year, they're finished. They know this. That's why they have to create cyber crimes and try to blame it on the internet and shut down the internet somehow or severely restrict it. They have to start some kind of civil war. They have to start World War III. They have to do something major. Within 1 year, they're done. So it's the conflict is heating up. So my favorite way to get them right now, and this is really hurting them, is the Sandy Hook false flag. It's now been there's a book, as you know, is written by Jim Fetzer and five other scientists, PhDs, and seven other researchers, and he edited it, Fetzer. But it's a fantastic book, and anybody that reads it, there's 100% proof in there. In any court of law, would easily prove Sandy Hook was fake. There's no one murdered at Sandy Hook. Nobody did. It's all fake. It's all crisis actors who we see over and over again, and all these different false flags. This book is like taking and driving a wooden stake through the vampire's heart. And these people are little vampires, by the way, too, because they love their little blood-sucking rituals. You've heard this, Mike, right?
Well, let's talk about that, because, you know, for hundreds of years, there's always been this issue with Khazarians, Ashkenazi Jews, Khazarians, and this blood libel thing where they'll steal a child from a village and they'll leech its blood out of it and consume it. And this has been going on. They've denied it, you know, 16 ways from Sunday, but the story keeps coming back, and it seems to have some truth and validity to it.
It's true. It's all true. But it isn't just the Khazarians. I mean, it isn't just these certain kinked out Talmudic rabbis. Some of them, most of the people, the Judaics know nothing about this, but there's certain select, and these are the synagogue of Satan. But the synagogue of Satan is not just limited to Judaics, as you know. It covers this whole worldwide occult system, which is called, in the United States, it's called the Church of the Process. Some people say it's the High Freemasonry, the OTO, but it's the Church of the Process. These are the people that control a lot of the politicians. Like the one prominent woman politician now that's running is owned by them. They will do everything they can to get her in. They don't, you know, they will protect her from debates and whatever. They will try to get her in.
Are we talking about Hillary?
I'm not going to say. The person that gave me the information on her, what she did in Chicago, told me I had to promise never to use her name.
Okay, well, we've got our break right now, Preston. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. Folks, stick with us. More with Dr. Preston James right after this short break. Well, good evening and welcome back. This is Mike Harris broadcasting on VeteransToday.com, as well as www.freedomslips.com, Studio B, Revolution Radio. And today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015, and my guest is Dr. Preston James, also of Veterans Today. And by the way, I will not be working, I'm not going to do the show on Christmas Eve, so the 24th, forget it. I'm going to be doing something else. Not going to be doing radio. Okay. So, just wanted to let everybody know. So don't tune in. Don't sit and tell you, but I told you. And I got another funny email. Somebody, another listener sent me a note saying, does the Rinse Network include his house and choo-choo train? For those of you who don't know, Rinse has set himself up on a hill over here outside of Ashland. He's got probably 5-7 acres. Pretty nice. But got a nice house on it as well. But he put a train, like a scaled train. It's kind of like you see at the amusement parks for little kids to ride around on. He's got one of those out there that he's implemented and stuff. He's a weird guy. That's all I can say. I don't want to go any deeper on this or not. But that's enough. Anyway, Preston, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And one thing I want to point out, because you know I've been doing my research into Khazaria and who these Khazarians were, why they were so dreaded. I won't say feared, but dreaded by their loathed by their neighbors, by their other countries around them. You know, namely, we're talking about Persia, Russia, and the ones who destroyed them. As a result of them. And what people need to realize is that the Khazarians, before they were brought to heel in the 780 was the year that they had to convert, or they were going to be utterly destroyed. And so they chose Judaism as their religion, not Christianity, not Islam, but Judaism. But before that, they were Baal worshippers, B-A-A-L, which is really this whole Luciferian thing, which was they're still the human sacrifice and the practices that they're still practicing. They never let go of the Baal worship.
Right. You're exactly right on that. 100%.
Oh, I know. And that's what they're still doing. And like you said, most of the Judaics out there are clueless, but there's this inner circle, this core group among them, a little secret club that's keeping the old ways alive and has been for, you know, 1400 years now.
Well, that's right, and actually, it's one of the first forms of terror. But strangely enough, this circle of the synagogue of Satan, though, actually included the top Romans. People don't realize that, and they used crucifixion as a terror method, or actually even the Islamic beheadings. But like, look at Saudi Arabia. You know, that's a terror tactic. It's a blood-related terror tactic. It's not, you know, normally for most people, it's enough to kill your enemy and that's it. No, they had to torture them and make an example out of them. The Japanese did it too. So all the leaders were part of this worldwide occult thing. But actually, the information I've gotten is that this was really transmitted to them as a cultural practice, but a spiritual practice too, to gain power by these evil entities.
By these interdimensional entities, whatever
right.
they are. Yeah.
Who do this too. But they do it of humans and animals too.
Well, one of the things that you brought up in this article, and you put up this really, it's a ghastly photo. But you talked about it and articulated it very well, and that is during the Armenian genocide, when in order to inflict terror upon the Armenian people before wiping them out, and they killed the majority of them, they took the 1,000 of the most attractive young teenage girls, and they crucified them one after the other and lined the roads with them for miles and miles. And so they forced their parents to watch while they drove the spikes into their hands and their ankles, and just to create as much anguish and despair and just all the negative emotions that they could create within not just the girls was having to, but to their families and their loved ones and everybody they knew before they went and proceeded to kill them. And people blamed the Turks. Well, the Turks were the muscle, but the planners, the schemers behind this were all Khazarians. And let's don't forget that, folks.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the bottom line is they were all gang-raped first. You're aware of that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And they were families were forced to watch it. And this is where, you see, what people don't understand is terrorism is synthetically created. This is the source of all this terror. It goes through these Khazarians, this occult, worldwide occult network, and, you know, from these entities. So this is what terrorism is. If we want to get rid of terror, the number one thing is eradicate the Khazarians or put them on an island and fence them in. I mean, I believe in capital punishment, you know, as long as there's a fair trial or whatever. But if they're in your country invading you, trying to kill you, then, you know, maybe something much more severe.
Now, let me take issue with you on that, because you know what? These guys don't have, you know, if like I said, I've had two friends murdered here in recent years, you know, Larry Deaver and JT Reddy. They didn't get a fair trial. They were in the way. And then one was a sitting sheriff of Cochise County. The other was running for sheriff of Pinell County in Arizona. And yeah. They're not afraid to take out sheriffs. I mean, think about this. That's how ballsy these people are, that they want to take out people like that who get in their way. But these guys didn't have a fair trial. Why should we grant them a fair trial? If we know who they are and we know what they do, why don't we use their rules of engagement upon them? That's always been my question.
Well, it's already started, Mike. Yeah, every nation, every intel agency, you know, they've tried to, their main trick is to use the money system, and then they try to consolidate all the different agencies. They consolidated American intel and police, Homeland Security, but it's still failing because there are secret aspects to many of the intelligence agencies, one in particular, which I'm not going to mention because you probably know all about it, and it would not help our cause to do so. But they all have clean teams. You know this, right?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. You know,
and when I say a clean team, I mean the people that do it and the people that clean up. And the people that clean up really clean up afterwards. And the deal is if these teams are only called in if they feel that highest national security is at stake. And I mean real national security. So you have to ask yourself, are these rumors that the football's been deactivated true? I say yes, but nobody knows for sure. Except the people within 10 feet. Okay.
Well, I liked your comment in the article when you stated that national security doesn't mean what it used to mean. Today, national security means that protecting us, meaning protecting these evildoers from being exposed. It doesn't mean what it used to mean, that was providing for the welfare and protection of the American people. That has changed. I forget the exact quote you had, but it was very, very eloquent.
Well, you're right. It's used to protect their security, you know.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is as far as what operations against the Khazarian mafia – they've already started. People just don't know about it. And there are elements in our intel that are already blocking them. For example, if our Pentagon had not been divided, if there were not the good guys there, do you realize we probably already have had a major ground war against Syria and Iran? We probably could have been in World War III by now with a nuclear exchange.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why in the beginning, when they, whenever the U.S. intelligence was fabricating the sarin gas in Georgia, smuggling it through Turkey and releasing it in Syria, then saying Assad did it, that was all an effort to get established use of weapons of mass destruction. But fortunately, the Veterans Today team debunked that story and defeated it. Now, was there sarin gas used in Syria? Yes, there was. But it was used by the mercenaries that were put up by the intel agencies, not by the Syrian government. And we got to the bottom of that one. We broke wide open. Because that was going to be an excuse. Say, well, Assad's using sarin gas against his own people. We need to go use nukes against Assad. That's how it was going to play. But no. The VT folks.
Well, nukes have already been used, though, in Damascus
That's right. Israel used a nuke, and we confirmed this on our last trip there in September. We confirmed this with the Syrian chief of intelligence that yes, indeed, and they know a nuke was used. They know it.
And here's the thing. What people don't understand is the entities had a plan, a master plan in place to have the New World Order locked down by the year 2000. Are you aware of that, Mike? And it's failed.
They're behind schedule.
Yeah, and it's going to fail. So right now, they're not succeeding, and the Khazarians are on the run. Israel is doomed. And any of the good people in Israel probably need to get out. I know that the wealthy ones are leaving, but it's over for them because they've turned it into an apartheid. And no matter how hard they try to punish Europe by destabilizing Syria and Iraq and sending all and of course we know Soros, these people have in the U.S. government's provided money for these Syrian refugees. Some of them are legitimate and some of them are terrorists working for Israel. We know that is failing. No matter how hard they try to destabilize Europe with this, Europeans are turning against Israel more and more by the day. They're sanctioning them, they're boycotting them. People are ganging up on them and they deserve it.
Well, they do, but I've got to go back and again state that Israel is only the tip of the iceberg.
Like all
icebergs, 90% of it is underwater. You don't see it. It's under the water line. It's operating invisibly out there. And so I look at this Khazarian mafia, which is a transgenerational, transnational crime syndicate. And they're everywhere. They're in this country. They're in England. They're in Brazil. They're in South Africa. They're in China. They're everywhere. There isn't a country that is immune to them. And they've all been tied together by this global banking system. And until we can take that apart, we're stuck with them. So we have to find a way to retool our economic system and retool it in a way that's going to be beneficial to people, not harmful, like this system is. This, like you said, this is a system that is creating slavery. That's what it does. Death and poverty.
That's right, yeah.
Death and poverty.
And, of course, the wild card in this whole thing, traditionally they've had everybody in their web of debt, all the world rulers, they've had them under their spell. Many of them have been infected with their virus, whether you want to call it a biological virus, a cultural virus, whatever it is, it's a disease. And you can see from that guy's blowout in the video, I mean, that's what we're fighting. You're aware of that, aren't you, Mike?
Well, go ahead and talk some more about that
Did you watch the video? This guy blew out.
No. I've got something with my computer that it's not allowing me to play embedded videos from anybody. I get this little blank screen comes up. Now, I want to comment on that real quickly. If anybody else out there is having computer issues right now, and your computer is hanging up a lot, it's freezing, it crashes, it does this, that, it's not being normal, that's all inspired by Microsoft. and Microsoft is slowed down and is interfering with all of their other systems out there, all their older products, in an effort to get everyone to standardize on Microsoft 10. That's something that was just whispered in my ear a day or two ago. And like I said, I have no confirmation for it. Right now it's a rumor. But if you're operating at Windows 7 or Windows 8 or older, I remember when XP became unsustainable. They kept putting so many updates out there that they crippled their own system, and that's what they're doing with their other systems, the Windows 7, Windows 8, etc. Is that they're crippling them so that we're all going to want to embrace Windows 10. And sorry, folks, I'm going to buy Apples.
No, that's right. Yeah, no. I think Windows 10 is nothing but a big spy op.
Well, that's what it is, and this is all promoted. You know, Microsoft is agreeing to it because this is all coming out of the same group that wants total control over and absolute ability to monitor and observe everything everyone in this country does. And so, you know, that's why I'm working with Alex and others to get these encryption products up as quick as we can. And then so what? Windows 10 won't be able to do a damn thing. So but go ahead and talk more about this infection that gets in people that causes them to act erratically.
Well, this guy in the video, I think it was a Christian group. I don't know what group, but it said something. I couldn't read the sign, but it said something about God. And it was in an open discussion area at Berkeley in California, and the university there. People were talking, stopping and talking. This guy comes up and blows a fit and starts screaming, "American goyim scum," and "it's goyim scum," and all this stuff. And he just went off. And he was really, I think he was expressing all this Babylonian Talmudic crap. He probably has no clue how inculcated into his mind through his culture, whatever. But I think this is like an X-ray, a snapshot of what we're fighting. So I hope you get a chance to watch that video sometime.
No, actually, now that you mentioned it, I saw that one. This was a guy standing there by himself, yeah, holding a sign, and this guy comes up. He's a blonde-haired guy wearing white shorts.
Yep.
He comes up and he starts screaming at this guy like,
That's what we're fighting. That's the ideology we're fighting. But see, they have it layered. So at the very top, you have these Draco creatures that, if people standing before them talked back to them or something, they would jump on them and eat them. That is what I've heard. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's what I've heard. And so then they have layers, you know, their little underlings, the tall grays, and then working, you know, and I don't know where the tall whites fit in this. I think they're separate. But anyway, you have the little underlings working underneath them, working in these joint underground bases, deep underground bases. The reason they're in underground bases most of the time is because they're not. They've been told if they walk around freely, that the judgment will come down on them. It's not allowed. But anyway, so they have all these defense contractors. Completely mind controlled, where they run these murder operations. But the actual murders, a lot of them are done by MIBs, men in black, that are really alien hybrids. That's the sad part. And they're very mechanical and weird. They have no emotion. And yeah, they die. You drill them through with a high powered rifle or a supersonic round and they drop. But what they're most afraid of is 22s. That's why it's hard to buy 22 rounds. For whatever reasons, the most lethal thing to them is a 22 round.
Interesting. 22 is one of my favorite rounds. But after talking with Colonel Jim Hankey, he just got himself a SOCOM 4.58. It's a 350 grain projectile that comes out of there at 1,800 feet per second. And he's got me convinced that in my next life I need one of those, because that's what the Coast Guard, the Navy used to shoot holes in pirate vessels.
Jim,
what do you know about any positive aliens, benevolent ones, ones who are helping us, ones who are on our side? You know,
what I have been told, I have no way to verify anything, is that there's these tall whites, and that they have projects above ground and walk around freely out in Four Corners, which is where Nevada and Arizona meet and whatever, but they walk around freely, and that you can't mess with them. They're very protective of their children and whatever, but they don't like offensive weapons. They like defensive weapons, and they're working on a joint project, which I don't know what they are, but the Russians apparently have gone into business with them. And what they told the Russians after the Cold War ended is we will give you all the latest. The Russians had all this mind control stuff, Woodpecker and all this stuff, and that's Chernobyl was demoed by the CIA using Afghani people because they were to get back at the Russians. But they also has a dual purpose to get knock out, because it was right next door to their Woodpecker system, which is mind controlling the West, and it was they knew if they took Chernobyl out that the Woodpecker would no longer be usable. So the aliens, apparently they came to him and said, look, we will give you defensive weapons. You no longer have to be threatened by the West. And Lee Wanta probably knows a lot about this. I don't think he's free to talk about it now, but maybe someday. But so they went into some kind of a mutual treaty or series of treaties, and they were told, we will give you defensive weapons only. We do not want you using them in any way to hurt people or anything like this aggressively, but we will give you the ability to protect Mother Russia and protect all your allies and any place that you know where you are sending people to build bases or to do business, where you've been freely asked to come in and not imposed yourself. And so the rumor goes that the Russians have the most advanced electronic warfare stuff that's not even conceived by the United States yet. And it was supposedly displayed last year in March of 2014 when they did two SU-24s with these special wing pods did a flyby over the USS Donald Cook, shut off their main electrical supply system and all of their Aegis radar systems, just totally disabled the whole ship. Everything went dark. And if this is true, the Russians did not deploy it in full down in Syria. It's apparently in a minimum of three different levels of technology. And when they were sneak attacked from behind, shot down by Turkey, one of their SU-24s, then Putin said, that's it, the gloves are off. And he brought in the S-300s and apparently the S-400s too into Syria and Iraq. Apparently these S-300s that went in were pretty close to the S-400s anyway. They were modified, but apparently these S-400s have the ability to hive. They have interdimensional capabilities. They're ultra fast. They're cloaked. They can, once they take off, if conventional radar cannot see them, they go silent. They disappear. So apparently this is quite a wild system. Plus they now have the ability to activate a protection dome that's 300 to 400 miles. If the rumors are correct, I'm sure you know more about it. I don't know how much you can talk about, but they are able to generate a dome of protection. Anything going through that, they can take control over it, send it into the sea or wherever they want to. And they also have the capability, if the United States really wants to get tough with them, they now have the capability to spontaneously ignite, take critical any nuclear warheads when they're launched during, either during launch or while they're in American airspace or Israeli airspace. So if they want to, if they want to set off the Samson option, something, good luck. So it's
the Samson option, as I understood, is that they've already got the nuclear weapons secured American and European cities, so that if Israel's going down, they're taking everybody with them. Right. That's kind of what
but
I heard.
But they also have claimed under the Samson option that they have a missile base in Israel they can hit Europe with, ICBMs with. That's part of their Samson option. If things really go down, they're going to launch everything, and they've got submarines with German submarines, at least two German diesel submarines with the ability to launch a nuke.
Well, they did have four. They lost one. The Syrians took one out. We know that, and that's why the Israelis detonated a nuclear weapon just outside of Damascus.
But they got two of them off the coast of the United States threatening Washington with. So, be quite interesting
it's my theory that the cruise missile that struck the Pentagon came out of a Dolphin submarine that was submerged in the Potomac.
Yeah, absolutely, right. It was a Tomahawk.
That is my theory on this.
You're right.
And, yeah. You know, so that's what I think. We know it was the Israelis involved, and we know it. Let's talk more about this exchange that the Russians have, because this is interesting. And you know, you and I have had this discussion off the air privately, but what the Russians have, their missile technology has advanced so far, so fast, and so cost effectively, and that's really a key, because many times on this show I talk about how the U.S. defense budget is really the largest corporate welfare program in the world, which it is, and they build systems that aren't intended to work. They're intended to generate more revenue in future years. They're not intended to win wars or be effective or efficient. But the Russians didn't have that luxury, and the fact that they're getting help from what shall we say, friends from out of town. Let's just call it that. I think is extremely fascinating. So, what else can you tell us about that, Preston?
Well, I think that there's another angle on this, which may or may not be true. But I've heard rumors that because of this common thread of the United States, a certain element in our military and one defense contractor working with these tall whites, and the Russians doing it too, that this certain element in the Pentagon is unwilling to ever become an enemy of Putin, and is in using back channels has actually been sharing intel with Russians against ISIS and against Israel. And actually it even goes further that during the Cold War, as you know, Jonathan Pollard was a KGB agent. He was sheep dipped through Israel, but most of the Israeli intelligence had infiltrated the United States. The moles like Angleton and stuff really were functioning as Soviet spies. And so what the Israelis really don't understand is every single thing they have is compromised. So we know that Five Eyes system is not Five Eyes. It's Six Eyes. Everything is downloaded. All NSA is directly downloaded by satellite to Israel, where it's decoded. But what they don't understand is once it gets into Israel, it goes straight to Russia. Russia gets every single thing that Israel has, and Israel's intel system is 100% totally compromised. So if they're dumb enough to try to get into it with Putin, within about 6 months, Putin will be able to disassemble Israel, if they're stupid enough to do that.
Well, I mean, like I said, Israel's the tip of the iceberg, this Khazarian
mafia.
Let's
just say that this gives him access to the whole Khazarian mafia structure, including
globally.
The city of London, the which is the core of it, the American Federal Reserve, the whole enchilada.
Well, what I really liked about your article was the fact that you draw the line there in saying that the Khazarian mafia is working for something else, that they're working for this other unknown force that we don't know about, what you're calling Dracos today. And that's really who they're working by. That's the genesis behind them. That's why they're going out and doing these inhuman things to other humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's a fascinating, there's our break. Preston, hang around. We'll be right back
all
in
right.
a couple of minutes, folks. More with Dr. Preston James. Please stick with us. Well, good evening and welcome back. This is Mike Harris broadcasting on www.veteranstoday.com, as well as broadcasting on www.freedomslips.com, Studio B Revolution Radio. Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015. My guest today is Dr. Preston James, author and editor for Veterans Today himself. So, Preston, welcome back. And again, I need to remind folks, I will not be here on December 24th, on Thursday, Christmas Eve. I will not. And before the show's over, I'm going to wish everyone to have a Merry Christmas, because you know what? I'm going to say it, Merry Christmas, because I don't believe in this politically correct BS that they cram down our throats. And I think that's all inspired by the Khazarian mafia. And I think that they're really showing their strength in this country when you can't have manger scenes, you can't have Christmas trees, but yet they got a menorah sitting out there on the White House lawn. Any comments on that, Preston?
Well, no, you're exactly right. This is all Babylonian Talmudism. And of course, you know, most Judaics have been completely mind controlled. They have no clue where this ideology came from. Most of them are, in America, are secular anyway, and yet they're still unconsciously driven by this hatred and fear of American Goyim. And, you know, the bottom line is they've created a mess for themselves because it all catches up. They've been kicked out of every country in the world. This always happens to them. So they tried to make a safe haven in America and in Europe, and they just can't let it lay. All they want to do is take us into all these wars and build this greater Israel program. They just can't quit. You know, their whole system is
abusive. Well, President, I think it's more than just a greater Israel. I think that what they're really angling for is global domination.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say greater Israel, but expand it to the whole world.
But yeah. The issue here is that until we take apart their financial system and erect our own economic system that is beneficial to all of humanity, we're still giving advantage bad guys, advantage Khazarians, advantage Dracos, whatever it is. They still got a tremendous advantage. And so how do we create for ourselves an alternate and competing financial system that will, on its own merit, people will defect from using their methodology into using this new methodology? This is something we have to think about.
Because
if we don't provide an alternative, we're stuck with the same old, same old. We've got to come up with a better plan. And you know, one of the things I talk about frequently is that we need to create a vision, a shared vision that we reach at by consensus. Where do we want this country to be in 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years? Where do we want to be? And we don't talk about that. We all run around pissing and moaning about how terrible things are and the bad guys are doing this and that and the other thing. But as long as and until we supply ourselves something to work towards and not work against, we're going to be playing a defensive ball. You know, eventually the defense always loses. Because they're constantly on the defensive. So we've got to come up with an offensive plan to put these guys, to replace them, to displace them, to move them out of our way and to get them out of our objectives. And these objectives are yet to be defined. We've got to figure out where we want to take this planet to, what kind of place we want this to be in. Like I said, in 5 years, 50 years, 500 years, we need to start thinking longer term. And we don't, and that's been done to us on purpose.
Well, that's right. I mean, yeah, how absurd can you get? You know, when the money that we use, number one, it isn't even real money. It's counterfeits. It's fiat debt notes. And of course, when President Kennedy realized that, he went wild and he made a directive.
So Lincoln, and they both got their heads blown off.
They killed him. Well, that's it. So the day is coming, but I think what's going to happen is our military is starting to split. They're waking up. There's so much dissension within our military now, we're not even capable of fighting a foreign war. There's so much rebellion, people coming back. And, of course, these Khazarians have destroyed so many of our youth as young soldiers, and with all depleted uranium and all the vaccines. Yeah, their plan is to weaken us and kill us all so we can't ever fight back. But nonetheless, people are starting to catch on, and the more we withdraw consent – I think every time in history they've gotten in a position of control, they've destroyed everything, even for themselves. And I think that's what they're going to do. I think now they're trashing our whole economic system because of their own greed. All the seven deadly sins are magnified in these people, and they're going to bring the whole system down. At that point, we need to step in and do something. But in the meantime, there are elements in our military that are taking things into their own hands. And yes, these are factions and whatever, but they're so powerful they can't be stopped. As you know this, Mike, these people cannot be stopped, and they will put America first no matter what. So it isn't over yet. I think we're going to see some shocking things, and I think the Khazarian Mafia has taken some big hits in the last year, and there are going to be a lot more coming.
Well, I think it was good news that the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, was criminally charged this week. I think that is a good sign. I think that's beginning to show. I think that there's a lot of things going on in Israel that are beginning to show that there are cracks in the foundation. But like I said, it's one thing to fight against something. Let's find what our purpose is. What are we willing to fight for? What are we willing? I mean, Press, if you had to just name three or four things off the top of your head, What are the things you're willing to fight for? What not against, because we've got to do that anyway. We've got to fight against them. But until we have a replacement for what offering, something that we can advocate, rally around, say, no, we don't want communism. We want capitalism, something like that. To where
Bolshevism, I want to fight against Bolshevism, because our whole country is being run by neo-Bolshevists now, whether they want to admit it or not.
I know this, and you and I have had this discussion about how these are the grandsons and granddaughters of the Bolsheviks who murdered 100 million Russians. And now they're running our country. That's what's doing this nonsense in Ukraine. You think Victoria Newland Kagan, whatever her name is, Kagan's Khazarian word for king. Do you think they're not Bolsheviks? They are.
Of course they are.
But let's go back on.
Well, I want our borders, language, and culture. I want all this political correctness and diversity crap taken out of the schools. I want the schools completely decentralized. No more federal involvement in the schools at all. The Department of Education shut down.
Now, well, let me give you a hand here on this, because one of the things that I look at is that we are a multicultural planet, and we've had this movement to blend our cultures with every other culture, and so that there is no diversity. Everybody will be all the same color of mud. And so one of the things that I think we need to look at is, how do we create sovereign homelands for white people of Nordic descent, or white people of Mediterranean descent, or black people of the Bantu tribe, or Chinese of the Han people, so that they can have their own land, their own people, their own sovereignty over their own affairs. And then collectively, as a culture, we can get to, as a planet, we can get together as we need to benefit, like you said, our country, our culture, our people. But having this forced mixing put upon us all, I think is a bunch of nonsense.
Well, it's race mixing is what you're talking about. That's not natural. That's a Bolshevik teaching, and what it is. See, basically, the aliens want race mixing. They want everything, because then they're the ones that want all this diversity crap, because they really want to walk around freely. They want to get to the point where they can walk around freely. You know that the first place they want to colonize is Africa and China.
Well, I remember Gordon telling us, what was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago, that Africa has already been given away, and to expect over a billion off-world people to be appearing over there someday soon.
And how will the people handle that? You know, is that where TV comes in, all these shows on aliens? Is that how they're going to handle it?
You know, I don't know how they're going to handle it. I really do not know how that's going to be handled. But, you know, the people who live there aren't going to like it very much.
No. No, they're not. And, of course, as you know, the nuclear powers of the world are building a new type of nuclear weapons now that they with anti-personnel, but low destruction. You've heard of that?
Oh, that was going on in the Carter administration. That was the first neutron bombs.
Yeah, that's a big deal now, right?
Well, that is the preferred methodology these days. Nobody wants to put an 800 megaton fireball in place and you'll leave a crater of glass. Nobody wants to do that anymore. Well, they want to be able to preserve the real estate. You look at what happened at the World Trade Center. The radiation was only active there for 72 hours, and it was gone. Rapidly dispersed, whereas if you look at a traditional nuclear weapon, the radiation is much, much, much longer. It lingers much longer. So they've got these things that they have an intense burst of neutron radiation that kills everybody in the vicinity. And you look at the 70,000 people in New York who were killed as a result of this, and more dying every day. I mean, the singer Donna Summer, who lived three blocks away from
dead
cancer. I mean, she was a young woman. I mean, she'd probably be 63 or 4 by
60,
now.
60, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And so, but for her to die of cancer, never had a history of cancer ever. She had it, and she died of radiation-induced cancer.
She didn't smoke either.
Nope. But these are things. Well, she couldn't. She was a singer. How does a singer smoke and keep their lung and vocal cords intact like that, so that they can't smoke? But you look at all of this, and you add all these pieces together, and you see a very inhuman agenda operating around the world to the purpose of what is their end game? Just to wipe us all out, to kill us all? Yep.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the reason they haven't done it is because there are rules of play, cosmic rules. Some people say it's God Almighty, that they cannot do it. They every time in the past they came down and moved in and took control, they were wiped out themselves. So they have to do it through people by gaining consent using cutouts to where people will allow them to come in.
That's well, you know, I've been doing a lot of reflecting on my life lately. And I look at the things that I did, and I said, I did everything right. I did everything the way I was told to. I did it. I played by the rules. I followed the script. When a tax accountant or an attorney told me, well, buy the bigger house, the interest is deductible. Yeah. You know, all of these things that have turned out to be such dreadful mistakes for how my life has turned out. If I had lived my life a different way, if I would have been more independent, more free thinking, and said, you know, this doesn't make sense. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be buying this because of the tax deduction. That's a perverse incentive. And
that's right.
I look at everything in our lives about whether it's, you know, how you dress, how you act, your social mores, everything about it. Everything we do is loaded with these perverse incentives that are not good and beneficial. Oh, here, you know, try some of this drug. Or, here, you know, wear your skirt shorter. It's okay. Sleep with five or six guys. It's okay. You're single. You're free woman. You can do whatever you want. You know, go out with a black man if you want to. It's okay. All these things are perverse incentives that have been forced upon us by this inhuman force out there that's got an anti-human agenda that is looking like it wants to destroy us. And so, folks, all I can say is it's time to wake up. It's time to take ownership of our lives. It's time to reclaim our sovereignty. And the most important thing, I'm going to repeat this again and again and again. This is going to be one of my themes in the new year. And that is that we have to come up with a competing vision of what we're willing to fight for. It's one thing to fight against the bad guys. We gotta still have to do that. That's okay. But if we don't have anything to fight for and they do, they're more incented. They're more inspired. They're more you know, willing to do what it takes. We need to find what it is, what our vision for the future is. What do we want for ourselves? Like I said, not just 5 years, not just 50 years, but 500 years from now. Where do we want this planet? Where do we want our race? Where do we want our people to be? And this is something that we need to put a lot of focus on, and we don't have much time to do it. We better come up with a plan right away.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The problem is the old mind control television. You know, people's lives are so complicated. They're running around like chickens who just had their head chopped off. And, you know, they got mothers who take the kids to the soccer in the minivan, and they got to dress them this way and go to Target and get this and go to that and that. They have no time. Then they come home and watch TV, run, no time to think. And they're basically all programmed, mind
control. It's not just that. We're kept so busy working and trying to stay alive, to make enough money to make ends meet, that you know, we don't have time. We don't have time for ourselves. We don't have time for our kids. We don't have time for a number of things. And you look at people like just struggling to survive. How many people out there do you know, Jim? I'm sorry, who are making working two jobs?
What?
You know, a lot. And how many of those guys who are working two jobs has his wife working too? And
yep.
So, you know, then they've got two, three kids, whatever, and they got to be taken care of, or they're ignored and neglected. And so we need to reprioritize all of these things, get rid of these perverse incentives, and get ourselves back to what is really, really important, and get ourselves grounded again in a way that we benefit ourselves, our family, our country, our culture, and all the people of this planet. That's really where we need to go.
Well, there's this obtuse social force that's brought against everyone. When I was a kid, it was keeping up with the Joneses. You know, my parents were so afraid of what the neighbors would think. After World War II, the baby boomers, that was a huge problem. Well, now it's a different kind of obtuse pressure, but it's basically all coming from these entities that have influenced, you know, set up the control of the banksters and, control the culture. And if they've created these oppressive things like political correctness, but if you do this, you're shunned. There's a shunning process. People are afraid to think. They're afraid to step out. They're afraid to be different. And the internet is breaking that down to speed of light.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed, you know, I've got this kid, 17 years old, and he is enamored by the material things. He threw a living fit to get himself, at the time it was an iPhone 4S, that he didn't quit until he got an iPhone 6. And you know, he is so enthralled by this game and that game and this trinket. But the thing that is, you look at this iPhone, and you know, you don't just buy the iPhone. It costs you close to $1,000. But then you got the bill you got to pay every month. So you've got this annuity that you're giving to them. That, you know what? What does it do for you? What long-term value does that thing create for you in any way, shape, or form? None. Doesn't do anything.
Right. That's right.
And all these young people are hung up and captivated on all this stuff. And it's, you know, what's the latest game? Oh, I've got to have the greatest Xbox. And these idiots who go out and wait in line to see the next Star Wars movie.
You know what?
I'm going to tell you something. That Star Wars movie is still going to be there playing in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, there's no rush. It's time to start seeing through the perverse incentives. Because you know
that's right. You
go down there and you stand in line to get the tickets for the Star Wars movie, and you're there for since 3 a.m. to watch the 3 p.m. show. Do you think anybody cares? Do you think that does anything to elevate you in any way? Does it make you a better person? Does it make you smarter? Does it make you more compassionate? Does it make you more kind? Does it give you better social skills? It doesn't do any of those things for you.
Mike, they got people so competitive that they're competing with each other for the wrong things. These things don't matter, none of them.
No, they do not. And that's what I'm saying. We need, as a people, to evolve ourselves enough to see through the perverse incentives that they force upon us every chance they get. You know,
the one thing I want to get into before we close here, though, is the abject cruelty of the Khazarian mafia, like what they did to these poor girls in Armenia when they crucified them and raped them, what they did in Bolshevik Russia where they took people, skinned them alive, nailed their guts to trees and chased them around with hot pokers and beat them to death, how they raped all the women, anything from 2 years old up to 70, and they killed 100 million and then another 100 million. We can't forget the evil or what they did to Germany when they invaded Germany and how many did they kill? How many Germans were murdered by the Bolsheviks coming in?
Or at least 8 million after the war was over,
Somebody said up to 9 million.
After the armistice.
We cannot forget this because this is what they want to do to us here in America. That's why they set up Homeland Security. They want to transform America into Gaza 2, make us the new Palestinians, rape our women, torture us, steal all our money, and then kill us all. That's what they want to do. And we can't ever forget that. And we must cut them no slack at all. We must eliminate this criminal Federal Reserve. We have the Homeland Security must be completely destroyed. All the laws must be completely reversed. The people running it must be arrested for treason. They must be brought to justice for all the false terror, for all the murders they've done, and for 9/11. We got to take this country back.
Well, it's bigger than the country, Preston.
Well, you're right.
It's a whole planet, but all politics is local, and so let's start with our own country, and then we can expand out from there. And if you know how happy the world would be if we actually did a legitimate 9/11 investigation and actually brought the true perpetrators to justice.
Yeah.
Do you know how full of joy the rest of the world would be? Because the United States, we are on the wrong side of history. We were misled. We were misguided. They used 9/11, and like I said earlier in the show, anytime you have a great tragedy like the murder of JFK, they forced all these new programs that were not good for the people. After 9/11, they forced all these new programs, not good for the people.
How about let's take the First and the Fifth Army, surround Langley and NSA, and go in there at gunpoint. If they resist, kill them. Just declare war on them. Go in there. They're enemies. They have enemies. The people they murdered our president. They're running ISIS. Go in there and take all their files and make them all public. Everything but the launch codes. Everything public on the internet and let these people fry for it.
Well, hopefully the CIA does not have the launch codes.
Well,
hopefully they reside somewhere else. I mean, not the CIA. I don't think, not that they wouldn't like to have them, but I don't think that's in their mandate.
But anything there that would harm us, you know, you want that. But everything else, and this, there's many secrets in the CIA. They have files, movies, the Kennedy assassination. They, you know, they're all accessories after the crime. The top leadership there.
I know. But Preston, we're getting short on time. This is my last show before Christmas. I want to take a minute and wish everyone out there to have a very, very Merry Christmas, okay? I'm not going to play the political correct game. I'm not going to say Happy Holidays or any of that nonsense. Hey, it's Christmas time. Damn it. Merry Christmas, everybody. And, you know, I'm just not going to fool with this anymore. And this is me withdrawing my consent. And so, you know, Preston, anything you want to say, please chime in.
Yeah, I say Merry Christmas to everybody. And any of you that are Christian or believe in God or any of the godly values or love your neighbor, don't let anybody talk you out of it. And, you know, we can all work together. Everybody's got to withdraw consent. We can bring these bastards to justice. These are the most evil scum never walked the face of the earth, and we got to drive them out and bring them to justice.
Well, we do, and it's time that that we put the plans into action. If we don't have a plan, we better get one. And like I said earlier, folks, I'll say it again: we need a vision of where we want to be in 5 years, 50 years, and 500 years. We got to start thinking bigger. We've got to start planning better. We've got to start laying the foundation now for what our society, our culture, our planet is going to look like 500 years from now. Because you know what? If we don't, the bad guys will. And that's just how it is. And so until we have something to fight for, all we're doing is fighting against, and we're not making any forward progress until we're fighting for something. Preston, thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Truly appreciate it.
Have a good Christmas. Take care.
You too. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. You all take care, and talk to you again afterwards. Bye-bye.